My name is Dr. Anne-Marie Gray, and I'm in social policy at the University of Ulster. And we were looking at attitudes to future social care provision through the Northern Ireland Life and Time Survey, which is a representative survey of the adult population in Northern Ireland. And we were very keen to have a probe at this topic because there's been a lot of discussion over the summer about what government's going to do about social care provision in the future. And in England, the coalition government set up a major commission to look at future policy in this area. Now, in Northern Ireland, we haven't actually done anything yet about future policy, but I think these findings provide a very important baseline measurement for government in terms of what the public want and what the public are perhaps nervous about in terms of future care provision. Some of the findings are I think very, very interesting. We found, in fact, that only a fifth of people in Northern Ireland think the current system is fair. What they're really concerned about is that you can have assets which are just over £23,000 and you can be liable to pay for the cost of your long-term care. Now, I think one of the difficulties in this area is that people, the common perception would be that social care is like health service provision, that it's universally free. And in fact, that isn't the case. Social care provision is means-tested provision. I think it's not surprising that people don't see that distinction, maybe particularly in Northern Ireland, where health and social care services are integrated services. What people have told us is that the majority of them, what they would opt for if they had the choice, would be to pay into perhaps something like a special insurance provision run by the state. And then when they needed their care would be provided free. We gave people a number of options. We asked people, would they like an insurance system like this? Did they think that care could be continued to be means tested, but for free for people who couldn't afford to pay? Did they want a continuation of the current system, etc.? So as I say, their preference was for a social insurance system which would cover the cost of their care, although a significant minority of people, 40% of people, did feel that they could work with a system whereby care was means tested at a higher level, but it was free for those who couldn't afford it. One of the things perhaps that did surprise us was that people were not, when we asked people about what they felt about residential care or what they felt about home care, I think not surprisingly the preference was for home care. When we asked them about what their thoughts would be about going into residential care, and remember this is a cross sample of the population, it's not just a study of older people, a lot of people were worried about leaving their own home, but a third of people were concerned about abuse in residential care institutions. Now I think possibly some of the reports that have been on the media would lead people to that concern. And also, you know, we never hear about much about the good experiences of going into residential care, and there actually needs to be a lot more research in this area. People are also, I think, a bit ambivalent about private sector delivery of social services, social care services. The preference was, I think, for the most part, for the state to provide services, more support for voluntary care providers and less support for private sector care providers. But about 30% of people felt unable to express an opinion on that question. I think that reflects a lack of knowledge about who provides social care and how ultimately to the public, you know, social care is paid for.
So what happens to these findings now? How do they feed into public policy and practice?
Well, because the coalition government set up this commission, the Dilnot Commission, in fact, and it reported in the summer, it's made fundamental recommendations to government about changing the system really quite radically. And what they're advocating is that the threshold at which people would begin to pay would be raised to about £100,000. And the maximum amount that anyone should have to pay towards the cost of their care should be capped. Now, the commission has recommended a cap of £35,000. So that means that once you've paid up to the level of £35,000, the state would pick up the cost for the rest of your care. That's likely, I think, to be quite a popular decision. We don't know yet if government is going to go with those recommendations. It's expected that the government will publish a policy document in the spring. But what it does do is that it puts pressure on governments in the devolved areas of the UK to develop policy. And my thinking would be that if the Dilnot recommendations are accepted, they have implications for social security policy, which would make it very, very difficult for our government here to depart radically from Westminster government policy on the funding of social care.